Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord God, we just thank you ever so much for another day. I would say it's a beautiful day, but now it's kind of cold. We could sure use a little warmer temperatures and a little less wind. Lord, if you would see fit, we would really appreciate it if you could calm things down a little bit. But whatever we get, and we appreciate it. We appreciate that we're alive. We appreciate that we can worship you. So, Lord, we just want to read your word and just come to you this morning and just hear from you in Jesus' name. Amen. At the last race, we talked about the grace of God and how we're saved by grace, not by anything that we do. And God's grace, why does he extend it to us? God extends his grace to us because he loves us. Love and grace go hand in hand. I mean, he loves us more than anybody could love us. You know, Romans 5:8, it says, but God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, he sent his son to die for us while we were sinners. It had nothing to do with being good. He just loved us so much that he wanted a relationship anyway. And he did this so the following could happen. Let's read Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with the Messiah, even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace. I mean, he could have really easily said, you know, the way they are acting, they ain't getting nothing from me. I ain't doing nothing for them. I mean, how often, you know, your neighbor does something bad and you're like, I ain't helping him, not after what he did to me. I mean, that's a common human response. You know, when somebody does stuff that ain't right, we don't want to be around them. Good thing God's not like that. And like I said, grace and love, you know, they go hand in hand. So God's grace is for everyone because he loves us. This whole thing this morning is about the love of God. And how strong is his love? Well, I'll read more scripture. As always, the Bible says it way better than I do. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can you imagine someone loving you like that? I mean, there ain't nothing that anybody can do to take that love away. That's just, I mean, to me, I have a hard time imagining that. Because it's so easy for us when people mess up to say, hey, you're out of my life. And to be loved like that is just awesome. And what does that do? I mean, that should produce hope in us. To know we have someone that loves us like that should produce hope. You know, we all want to be loved that way. See, and then you add to this, you know, some people grow up in households where dad's a drunk or dad's just a jerk, pardon my French, and he doesn't love his kids. Some people grow up where mom's no good, or some people have good mom and dads and they still turn out bad. To know there's someone there that'll love you no matter what is awesome. I mean, that's where we want our mom and dads to be. That's where we want to be. But God can make up for that. He is the one that can do it. Now, the great part, we don't have to talk ourselves into believing that. Because, you know, it's real easy. Okay, God loves me. I'll repeat that 100 times today, and by the end of the day, I'll believe that. Well, you can't really talk yourself into this stuff. So luckily, God's there to help us. In Romans 15:13, it says, now may the God of love fill you with all joy and peace as you believe in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Did you just catch that? It says, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So you can say, God, okay, I know you love me, but I'm having a really hard time believing it. I need your help. And he sends his Holy Spirit and says, you know what? Here's help. The Holy Spirit will help you believe that. In Romans 5:5, it says, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So we just got to ask for it. That's the great part with God. I mean, he loves us. We have a hard time believing it. We ask him to show it to us, and he will. He will send his Holy Spirit. And you know, it says in Psalm 36:7, how priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. So if your life ain't going the way you want it to go, and you know, especially you may be a believer and you got Jesus in your heart, and you know, but everything's just been going really bad and you just don't feel like you're being loved, look at God. Ask him to remind you, to put it back in your heart that he's ever loving and just loves you. Now here's what David said. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land where there is no water, I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. That's where we all want to be. And God can help us to be there. So in conclusion, I'll keep this pretty short there. We don't want to freeze any longer than we have to, but probably freezing in another couple hours too, so what the heck. But in conclusion, you cannot be loved any more than that by anyone. It's impossible. And if you want love, God will help you realize how much he loves you. And if you had people in the past that have done you wrong, I fully understand that. And it's hard to forgive them for that and all that. But even that, you can probably forgive them just because with God's love, all things are possible. So when things are down, when you feel alone, when you think you got nobody to call on the phone to talk to, or you got no Facebook friends that are liking all your stuff and you're all depressed. Now that you see that so much nowadays. You know, make a call to God, and he will put his love in your heart. And with that, I'd like to close. Dear Father God, it is always great to be reminded of your ever-present love. You know, last time we talked about that we're saved by grace, which is great. It's nothing that we can do. All we got to do is believe it. Well, it's the same thing with your love. All we got to believe that you love us. And you promise with your Holy Spirit you will put that hope in us to where we know it's real. So we just thank you ever so much. Father, as we get ready to go riding in this cold stuff, I just ask that you keep each one of us safe. Let nobody get any frostbite or anything like that. It is pretty chilly. Just be with us and let us have a wonderful day. Lord, we just love you, praise you, and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.